How's it going, everybody? Thank you so much, first of all, for clicking on this video. I just wanted to come in here and let you know that this is a two-part video, as this is going to cut off towards the end randomly, but make sure you check out this, which is part one, and then part two. Take it easy and enjoy. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back over here to the Cantina Corner channel on YouTube. Not going to do a long intro. Hope you fuckers are doing good and you've had a great week. Again, we are sitting here talking at the end of the week just to bullshit and hang out with you. So come along for the ride. Enjoy. Grab a coffee, a water, a beverage of your choice, and let's get into it. Cody.
Let's get into it.
Love the energy. How are we doing?
Good. How are you doing? Yeah,
I don't know why I said it like that. I think
you're fucking in Jersey, dude. What do you think?
All right. The other day, I did this when I was asking a question. Instead of going like, what's the thing, you know, where you like snap your fingers? I was like, what's the, and I was like, oh, son of a bitch. I'm doing the Italian hands.
Yeah.
Cultural. I mean, shit. I even made some amazing garlic bread. I was telling you that before the show. I was kicking myself. I wanted to say that in the show, but the first TikTok trend recipe that I got to do. Well, not got
sounded
to do.
Sounded like it turned out great.
Dude, it was, like I told you before, I would literally make two, one to eat and one to make love with. Like, it was delicious.
This shit is delicious. Oh.
Delicioso.
Yeah, and then I did one of those, like, super, like, white trash things where I, like, make up a sauce thinking it's fancy because I put this and this together. And I'm like, it's both Italian.
Mi amore.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't got marinara.
I'm the world's greatest chef. I can make anything.
I'm like that dude from Accepted, where he's like, I'm dealing with a lot of explosive flavors and herbs. But I had leftover pizza sauce from making pizzas the one day, and I had leftover garlic Alfredo sauce, old Newman's. So I'm like, I'm going to put this together and then dip that in there. Pretty good. Nice little white trash cooking flavor right there.
The fancy Nancy sauce.
Yeah, that fancy sauce from Step Brothers.
Yeah.
Was it the...
I love some fancy sauce.
He's like blocking it with his hand.
Can't have any.
My fancy sauce. Wasn't it like just like ketchup and mayo or some shit?
Ketchup and mayo, yeah.
Or as they call it for on Heinz, it's the mayo chup. It's like the twist bottles that they do. Yeah. They're like mixed
tooth. Heinz.
Or the Cranch, which is like the dumbest name for like any type of sauce.
The magic conch.
The magic conch shell.
Anyone doesn't get that reference, they're gonna be like, these guys are in a cult?
Like, yeah, we are.
Oh, that sip is delicious. I was telling you before we started, man, I got this it's a limited edition Dunkin' Donuts coconut flavored like coffee grounds. Oh my god. And then I found they had the coconut creamer mix, and it literally it's like the most summer cup of coffee I've ever had in my fucking life.
It's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life.
I don't like that. That's disgusting.
Absolutely filth. Just pure filth coming out of your mouth right now. I hate coffee.
Really?
And I hate coconut flavored shit.
Well, I'm just basically a whole cup of like everything
that
you hate.
It's disrespectful to drink that in front of me, actually.
But it's in my Mando mug.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck, Keisha.
I don't give a fuck, Keisha.
Where are your furniture, cuz? Well, listen, this is the way, okay? I didn't know you hated coffee that much. Coconut, I can understand.
I hate like coffee. I got ADHD, bro. I'm built in caffeination.
I guess.
I just hate the taste of it. I hate the smell of it.
The taste of it, the texture.
Yeah. Gross.
No, see, I understand coconut. Like, coconut, weirdly, is one of those things you don't realize people don't like. You know, you just think it's like...
It's a popular flavor, too.
Yeah, it's like a tropical, like, you know, fruit. Like, you'd think everyone would like it. And it's weird how many people, like, just like, I cannot stand coconut.
You know what's crazy, though?
What?
Coconut water, I can do.
That is delicious. And it, like, hydrates you more, naturally.
Like, body armor and stuff like that, that's fine. Prime. I can do that.
So legitimate
flavored shit. I think it's just like the flavored shit, like a coconut energy drink or, you know, coconut cake. Fuck that shit. Shit out of my face.
Oh, coconut cake is so good. Oh my god. There's like this coconut lemon cake I had the one time where they had like dusted coconut on top, the shavings.
That's what my mom makes, a lamb cake with the coconut on it for Easter every year.
Really?
Yeah, get that shit out of my face.
You get out of my face or I'm gonna roundhouse your ass.
Your own mother.
Yeah.
Or at least
great. She's a great baker, but get that shit out of my face.
Or as we would say down here, your own mother.
Your own mother.
You would disrespect your own fucking mother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to get, if anyone listens in this state, especially from people at work, I'm getting my ass beat.
Yeah, you'll be fine, dude.
That's true. I do date.
Worst things have been said.
I mean, we're both, well, you're married to an Italian and I'm dating one. So we're threading that line.
That's right. Hey, I've always told you it's great to dine Italian. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, boy.
I like it. Words to live.
Two things.
Words to live by, Cody, 2022, yes. July. We're gonna start one of those things where it's like every time like a quote, good or bad, is said, we're gonna create a Rolodex of quotes. So at the end of the year, we can go back to those clips.
We'll brand it.
It'll be amazing. So yeah, I had the garlic bread. That was my evening. Shit, my week. It's just a lot of watching random shit and doing school. I'm trying to think what I finished watching. The boys finished up.
Boys,
yeah, season 3 episode 8, the final one. You haven't watched any of it, have you?
I haven't watched a single episode, bro. All
right, well, I'm not gonna give you spoilers or anything like that, but for everyone out there who has watched it,
bro, I don't care.
I mean it's not much to go into that you would even matter for to like discuss. It's just, you know, it was a solid ending to the finale. Obviously leading into a new season 4, it was really cool to have the guy from Supernatural in there. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. Fucking sue me. But he was one of the two brothers and he was in the show. So it was cool to see him in there. Obviously something that's Supernatural. He's a great actor. He's got good comedy chops, acting chops. He was a great fit for the show. And, Homelander, everything going on with him, the son, Butcher, it was a solid 8 episodes. Really well done. The boys have not failed yet. Like literally.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things.
Oh, it's phenomenal. The only thing I haven't watched from them is the the animated side thing that they did where it's like a spinoff. That I know there's one episode where there's the whole random superpowers. One person has a superpower, they like poop and their poop comes alive. So when they shit something, it like becomes its own sentient being.
What the hell is even that?
Okay.
That's how weird this shit gets. No pun intended. That's kind of how the show is. I know you haven't seen it, but it's like nuts to watch a man have sex with an octopus.
Okay, that came out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, like it's, and
it
you
sounds like your kind of show though, if I say so myself.
Well, I guess all of America has a twisted sense of what they like in TV then, because watching that and then you see the guy who's essentially the Flash. He gets back at somebody and spoilers, by the way, if anyone cares, he gets back at somebody, by the way, where he grabs them, puts their face onto the pavement and then just hauls ass. And you just see them just dragging the entire way. It's rough to watch. You feel it. I watch it and you're just like, my face burns. Like, ugh. And they do like a close up too. So you're like watching him like slowly just like disintegrate.
It's vicious.
It's a gory show. The one thing that I know you probably won't watch it because of this reason, which I don't blame you. There's a scene in there. It is the weirdest shit that the show's ever done. Probably the weirdest thing I've ever seen, even for me, where a guy who can shrink himself down, basically like Ant-Man, was gay, and he was having gay sex with his boyfriend, and his boyfriend says, I want you inside me. He shrinks down and goes into his pee hole, and they show everything.
You know, I was going to jokingly say that.
That's what happens. But the problem is that he's also on coke, so when he's inside and they show him, like, touching the inside, he is about to sneeze. Well, the sneeze triggers his go back. So he sneezes and then just boom, the dude explodes. The guy that he's inside. And the other dude's sitting there like, no. Like the show's
fuck.
Yeah, this is what everyone says is so great. And that was like episode 1 of the new season.
All right.
Yep.
That's a lot. That was a lot to take in right there.
Yeah, and that was only one episode. And actually, yeah, there's probably about 2 episodes worth of content. And there's 3 seasons. So there's a lot. That's weird. I can't think of anything else.
Oh, I got something for you, bro.
Yeah, hit me.
I went and saw Thor.
Oh,
Love and Thunder.
Okay, because I haven't got around to seeing it. I really wasn't like super eager, but how are we feeling on it? Because I've heard things.
Things are right, dude. The streets are murmuring.
Yeah, what are the people right. saying?
I hear there's rumors on the internets.
It's a different superhero movie. I'll say that.
Okay.
Non-spoiler. It's like a middle-of-the-road superhero movie. Christian Bale is fucking phenomenal in this movie.
I heard he was like the best part.
Fucking phenomenal. Yes, he by far.
Okay.
By far. It's not even close.
Well, that's good.
The comedy is just over the fucking top, man.
In a bad or like, good there way? Was a,
in a bad way. Like, okay. There was a point like halfway through the movie where I was like, God, all right. Like, and I don't usually get like that with comedy because I like to laugh and shit.
Oh, yeah.
But it was like cheesy shit where I'm like, that didn't, like, we don't need that. Like,
that's supposed to be funny?
No, it's not funny at all.
There was like, I swear, like the first 20 minutes of the movie, every line Thor says is just like a punchline. It was just like, all right, I get it. Like, this is goofy, funny. And I get that's where they took the character and it worked. Ragnarok was fucking amazing.
Yeah, but there was a balance.
But it was like another another level up.
Yeah.
Like, even in some of the serious moments, Thor's like cracking a joke and it's like, wow. There was one scene in particular, I'm like, you are taking away from Christian Bale's performance right now. Like, taking away from it.
Yeah, making it.
He's fucking, dude, he's fucking menacing in this movie.
Really?
Like, he just has his robe and everything, but like, just, oh man, he's fucking phenomenal in this movie.
Because he was honestly the only reason I was probably going to like jump to go see it in theaters instead of waiting.
Yeah, he is worth going to see this movie for.
Okay.
1,000%, yeah.
He is.
Because I did hear that, obviously everyone said, the things I said, you pretty much have reiterated that the comedy was kind of forced. The pacing was off. I know Taika Waititi came out and said that the original cut was like just over 4 hours long. So when they chopped it down to whatever it ended up being, he said like all the new races, planets, like all this extra shit that he had was just completely removed. So we didn't get anything like outside of what we already kind of knew.
You could definitely feel some of that, especially in like a few parts where you're really like, it seemed a little off, but for the most part, I think it flowed. It was a pretty good edit. I mean, it was edited down to 2 hours.
I know.
Maybe one of the shorter MCU movies that we've had in a long time.
Which I was surprised about, honestly, that it didn't at least get a 2.5 hour runtime, especially if you had 4 hours of content. But I guess maybe that extra half hour wouldn't have made sense if you added it without the other shit. So I don't know.
Who knows? Oh, excuse me, man. It's been a long week.
Yeah, for once, it's not me.
I know.
That's why I'm on my second cup of, coconut coffee.
Ha! Gay! Cup of Joe, dude. Oh. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely worth seeing. I mean, full disclosure, I went on cheap movie night Tuesday nights here.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I don't blame you.
And I mean, I was entertained. It's not like I was sitting there like, oh my God, this is horrible. It's not Eternals, okay? Let me say that.
Still haven't seen it.
Eternals, God, man, that movie could have been so good. I feel like they just did the characters dirty in Eternals.
Yeah, I remember us talking about that before. That it was just kind of like a throwaway, almost.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, it's okay movie. If I had to give it a rating, I'd say like a 6.2.
All right. I mean, I probably would agree with you because, like,
still
I said,
entertained, but definitely like missed the bait.
Yeah, Christian Bale is probably the only reason I'm gonna probably end up seeing it.
Yeah.
Because I know movie-wise, I'm not going to see that this weekend. I know my girlfriend she's a huge horror movie buff like I am, so she wants to go see that Black Phone while it's still kind of in theaters.
Black. If I don't say it, I'll pass out.
And they have like a couple showings left, so I'm finally going to go see that to see what that's all about. You know, I don't know how good it's going to be. I really wasn't like super interested in it, but it's the same people that did Sinister 1 and 2.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, and people said it was, so I'm like, all right, we'll give it a shot. You know, it's I haven't been back to the movies.
Ethan Hawke, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty good then.
So we'll see.
You would think.
And that kind of goes back to what I was saying last week or the week before, how I feel like I'm getting burnt out with these Marvel movies to where like I'm going to go see something else before I even go see a brand new release. Like I'm literally going to see a horror movie that's been out, on it, it's on its last legs. You can get it digital, and I'm purposely going to theater.
Yeah.
Over Thor.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. I mean, Comic-Con is right around the corner. It's a week away. I'm Ron Burgundy. But
good one.
Feige's going to drop some shit. I mean, I've already read some articles that, you know, he can feel that the fan base is kind of confused in the direction of Phase 4, and he wants to kind of give everyone the layout of, like, listen, this is what's coming. Just be patient.
Yeah,
which I know I haven't watched Ms. Marvel at all.
Me either.
I know you haven't.
No.
But I saw on TikTok the spoiler, which spoilers, I'm going to say, because I don't really give a shit about the show. They confirmed that she's a mutant, and like they actually play out the send of the clip because it was kind of cool.
Yeah,
like the guy's like, oh, they found out like that these powers were in your blood, like almost like a mutation. And then like in the background that plays
nice.
So I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. I still don't give a fuck to watch this show, but that's kind of cool. Like that's all I need. Just give me.
I was gonna say, now I don't even need to go watch it.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some clips, and I really wasn't interested. Not that it was bad. I didn't think it was, like, bad or cringy or cheesy from what I saw clip-wise, but I was just like, yeah, it's a pass for me. Like, you know, I don't know. I'll read about it. Like you telling me that, it's all I need, like you said.
Yeah. I don't need to watch six episodes to get to that point.
No, because I did see the finale came out, and I debated turning it on. But instead, because I didn't even realize that, it was today. Resident Evil series dropped on Netflix.
Oh my God! Okay, it's happening. Everybody, stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm.
Wait.
Everybody, calm down.
Did it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I've been waiting for that too.
The full thing. This morning when I got up.
Shit.
Yeah, I got off.
Alert.
It's a big day for Resident Evil fans, depending on how you feel about it. Because before I even started watching it, I read a little bit yesterday on like what people were bitching about and how they're like, you know, obviously it's not going to be 100% game accurate and yada 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 yada. I've given up on that train long time ago. Don't care.
Pause. Is this the live action one?
The live action, yes.
Okay. Because I know they were coming out with an animated one.
No, this is the live action, which is why I was curious. And I didn't know about it until yesterday. I forgot. So I started watching the first episode, maybe got, I think, halfway in. It's interesting. The acting is really, really good. I haven't gotten far enough to see how to make me feel like it's Resident Evil, other than them saying like stuff like Umbrella Corporation and showing zombies and blah, blah, blah. But if you ignore from what I've seen so far, the first half of the episode of the first one, not much, full disclaimer. If you disregard that it's Resident Evil, it's a great zombie show so far. I am sucked in. Like,
is it Leon? Is it following Leon?
No, it's following so far from what I've seen this woman. She's like a teenager high schooler. And then when they start the show off, she's kind of like probably late teens, early 20s. No,
Viv?
I can't remember her name. Like I said, I did this right after work at like 5 a.m.
Motherfucker.
She's this black chick. She has a sister.
Whoa.
That's pretty racist, but correct.
Hey, that helps decide. All right. Cause there's not a lot of black characters in Resident Evil. Okay.
Black.
I'm narrowing it down. I don't know the name. But it's supposed to, from what I understand, the series is supposed to follow like kind of stuff involving Wesker. So it's Umbrella Corporation, but there's a lot of focus on Wesker. So everything apparently ties in with Wesker. So none of this feels like the game to me, but I'm already sucked in just as a show, as a point. I've just turned my brain off and said, fuck the fact that it's Resident Evil, just enjoy it for what it is. And so far I'm liking it. I'm going to probably watch more tonight.
Good CGI and shit.
So far, yeah, not bad. Like, they had a huge, like, skyscraper-type monster in the very first episode, and it was pretty intense. And the sound was great. The design of the creature was great. Like, I was like, oh, shit. Like, it was really cool.
Because I know that movie they came out with, that was kind of turned me off of that, because I was like, damn, the CGI looks rough.
But that movie, honestly,
it looked like some Dragon Ball Z evolution.
I will say with that movie, I appreciate that movie because they tried. They legitimately tried.
Well, they tried to make Dragon Ball Z.
No, God! No, God, please, no!
We just don't speak about it.
Yeah, we don't talk about it, but I will say that I give at least that movie credit. God, why do you gotta bring up that shit? That's like...
I'm just saying, that's the vibe I got from that movie when it was coming out, and I was like, I can't be hurt again. I can't.
Well, I'm just saying, if you watch it, you won't be 100% hurt. Like when I watched it, I already said I'm going into this mindset that it's going to be ass. But yeah. I was like, they're hooking me because they're saying they're going more game accurate. I will say that there is stuff in there that makes you happy as a fan. A lot of fan service. Movie as a whole, not awesome because they're cramming in stories one and two together, which I right. understand chronologically. They happen at the same time, but I would have rather had them focus on one half than do the other. Maybe they could have got four movies doing the four games. But it was at least a good attempt with game stuff in there where you're like, oh, that's cool. That's cool. And I at least got that.
Yeah.
But this show just seems interesting in general. So if anyone out there is interested in Resident Evil, obviously it's not going to be like the games. Just go in with an open mind. So far for me, it's not bad. I like it.
Okay. I'm gonna definitely watch it. We're going to talk about it next week. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, because there's only 8 episodes, and the first one's an hour, so I'm assuming they're all hour long, which is okay. Nothing. I mean, that'll
compare
be easy.
Compare like some of the makeup like to like Walking Dead and shit.
Yeah, it's very realistic. Like it doesn't look like it was like forced or cartoony. Like the zombies I've seen are Walking Dead-esque.
Okay,
and
cool.
And they run. Yeah. So we got runners.
Get out of here.
What was that in Dawn of the Dead where they're like, we got to run? No, he goes, they're out in the street and the zombie's moving. He's like, oh, for God's sake, Bobby, she's a twitcher. Just shoot her in the head. He's on the ground going like this.
Those are some great movies, man.
Which has honestly one of the most, in my opinion, iconic horror movie lines in all of horror movie history. Is when the newscaster, who's like kind of like the preacher as the world's ending, is talking and basically talking about God and what's happening with the earth. And he basically said, and I'll never forget it, when there is no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
When there is no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
Which is basically, to me, was like, there's so much evil in this world that eventually we can't hide it all. It's just going to come pouring out and we're all fucked. And I was like, God damn.
God damn.
That is a deep ass line. Very iconic to me.
Yeah.
It almost sounds like some like crazy Marine from Vietnam would say that shit before he's about to like stab somebody.
Yeah.
Be like,
when
there's no more room in hell, the dead are going to walk the earth.
God damn, Jack 40. The CCR.
They took our game!
They took your game!
They took your game!
They took your game!
They got us through the war.
The PCP. Take the hit.
I remember when John Hardy was young. It's like, what's that? Fuck, what's that movie called? Christmas Party. Office Christmas Party. Boom.
Office Christmas Party?
Yeah, with the fucking the Uber driver is talking. She's like, Carol, that's an old school name. Carol, oh, I got to get home for my stories. Hi, my name's Carol. I heard about Pearl Harbor on the radio.
Jesus.
Looking hilarious, dude. One of the funniest parts of that movie.
Oh my God. Since I'm thinking of like World War II and all these different things, did you see, and I'm not getting into politics, it's just a funny clip because it just happened like today or yesterday, what Biden said in Israel about the Holocaust?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You shared it. That's how I saw it.
I was like, damn.
It's so, I was like, come on, man. Like, this guy can't catch a break.
Yeah. You get this guy away from a microphone. No bicycles, no microphones. Just fucking.
We can't lose the honor and integrity of the Holocaust or something.
Yeah.
It's like phrasing.
It's like the memory of the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
The honor and the memory.
Not
of
a
the...
word.
I will once more return to the hollow ground of Yad Vashem to honor 6 million Jewish lives were stolen in the genocide and continue, which we must do every day, continue to bear witness. To keep alive the truth and honor of the Holocaust, horror of the Holocaust.
One word changes a lot in that sentence, sir.
What was the caption in the video, too? It was like, Biden leaves Israel in silence after his remarks of the Holocaust. Before I even...
I'll tell you, dude. He legitimately is the fucking president from Scary Movie 3.
He is.
Is alien forces threatening the world, and who the hell is this Cindy Campbell? If what she says is true, we're facing an unprecedented crisis. Get me the president.
You are the president.
Good. Then I already know about this.
100%.
Well, I forgot to put on my pants again.
We're not so different. Boxer. We're not so different after all. Peeing out of his figure.
Fucking hilarious.
Make sure to send flowers to all their bitches and hoes.
Yeah. They honestly, it would be more realistic to just watch his press conferences if he was like just sitting in a recliner, just fucking relaxing, living his old life. Like, it wouldn't be like, we wouldn't make fun of him as much because we'd be like, oh, he's just an old man.
Yeah. That's like kicking someone when they're down. And you can't do that.
Like, oh, that's just fucking Grandpa Joe. Let him be. The South will rise again. That's silly, Grandpa Joe. You know?
What the crazy thing is I didn't think that these things could get any funnier after we lost Trump, because listening to that man speak was just unhinged, and then you get like the unintentional version of it. Like, Trump meant what he said. He was just an idiot and said what he said. And then you got Biden, doesn't mean it. So it's like we've had both sides of it.
It really is the opposite sides of each other.
Unintentional buffoonery to just being an ass. Like, it's just...
Yeah. God, Trump said some dumb shit with just the purest of confidence, though. That's what made him funny.
Yeah, and I mean...
The purest confidence in the world. Like, that clip we had in the last video was like, it was all bullshit.
and that's
so confident.
The fact that he says that as the president of the United States following his own impeachment. He says it's bullshit.
Crazy fucking last few years, man.
And I'm glad you brought it up, because I'm like, there's a reason I put all his clips in here, because they're just so fucking horrendous. It's so
fucking funny.
What was it when he talked about when they killed that terrorist? He's like, he died like a dog.
Yeah, I love that. They have like someone put a video of like Obama doing the one thing. He's like, our task force helped carried out a mission and succeeded in the mission with brute force and executed the target like real professional. And Dr. Trump's like, he died like a dog
in the street.
He died like a dog. He died like a coward. The world is now a much safer place. And he died in a vicious and violent way as a coward running and crying.
He's like, Abu Ghadi is dead. It's like, holy shit, bro.
He came out there like a gangster.
Oh, it's fucking great. Politics will never be as entertaining as these last like 12 years here.
No, and especially, like I said, we're not talking politics. We're just talking the humor of like these just idiots that we have choices of picking. Like,
yeah, who cares, dude? You're going to piss off somebody. Fuck them.
No, I know. I think it's just crazy who we have. Like, you just look at like what's going on. Cause I mean, right now it's hard. Like, we've been talking a lot of fun stuff, but like, shit sucks right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Like, you talking about going to the movies on a cheap movie night, like, you shouldn't have to make that decision.
No.
And I know that's like first world problems. So I apologize. You know, I'm just,
hey, we live in a first world country, dude. Listen, that sounds brutal, but it's the truth. I mean, people like to shy away from the truth a lot. Like, I've gotten an argument with a dude at work about, there's a golf league called the Live Golf that's backed by the Saudis, and they're throwing a lot of money at people at the PGA to come golf in their league. And everyone's like, oh, it's dirty money. It's dirty money. It's from the Saudis. I'm like, people, our fucking dollar bill that you use every fucking day in the U.S. is backed by those same people's oil. The Saudi oil is what backs the dollar. So fucking shut the fuck up, you hypocrite.
Yeah. Everything's intertwined, man.
Everything, man.
People just think everything's all sunshine.
You gotta live your life, bro. Like, what the fuck's the dude's name from Stranger Things?
Eddie Munson?
No.
Oh, the high dude.
He's the dude.
Surfer boy pizza guy?
Yeah, man.
You just need that pineapple Tahitian treat, man. Just take all your stress.
Don't knock it till you try it, man. Some pineapple on your pie? What's the guy's name?
I don't remember, but his character was hilarious.
Was.
Yeah, especially, you know, everything that he went through, just and how calm he was. It was great. They're like, he needs to stop being high. Like, he's way too high. They're like, no. Like, he needs that. Just let him be. Hey, how's it going? If you made it to the end of the episode, obviously from what you heard in the beginning, there is a part two. So definitely head over to check out that episode of the podcast or that extra video on the YouTube. And we will see you in the next one. Take it easy.
Fuck off.